When scientists started analyzing a variety of genes from different organisms, wrote University of California, Los Angeles molecular biologists James A. Lake, Ravi Jain, and Maria A. Rivera, they found that their relationships to each other contradicted the evolutionary tree of life derived from our RNA analysis alone. According to French biologists Hervé Philippe and Patrick Forterre, with more and more sequences available, it turned out that most protein phylogenies contradict each other as well as the rRNA tree. In 1998, Woese wrote, "No consistent organismal phylogeny has emerged from the many individual protein phylogenies so far produced." He concluded that primitive organisms acquired many of their genes and proteins not by Darwinian descent with modification, but by lateral gene transfer from other organisms. "The universal ancestor," he wrote, "is not an entity, a thing, but a community of complex molecules, a sort of primordial soup, from which different kinds of cells emerged independently." At about the same time, Dalhousie University evolutionary biologist W. Ford Doolittle concluded that lateral gene transfer among ancient organisms meant that molecular phylogeny might never be able to discover the true tree of life, not because it is using the wrong methods or the wrong genes, but because the history of life cannot properly be represented as a tree. He concluded, "Perhaps it would be easier, and in the long run more productive, to abandon the attempt to force the molecular data into the mold provided by Darwin. Instead of a tree," Doolittle proposed, "a web or net-like pattern." Philippe and Forterre proposed methodological refinements that enable them to reroute the universal tree, but the new route was not what everyone else was looking for. In the standard Darwinian scenario, life began with simple cells, cells without nuclei. But Philippe and Forterre rooted their phylogeny in a much more complex cell, one with a nucleus. The controversy over the universal tree of life continues. In 2002, Woese suggested that biology should go beyond Darwin's doctrine of common descent. In 2004, he wrote, "The root of the universal tree is an artifact resulting from forcing the evolutionary course into a tree representation when that representation is inappropriate." In 2004, Doolittle and his colleagues proposed replacing the tree of life with a net-like synthesis of life, and in 2005 they recommended that representations other than a tree should be investigated. Meanwhile, other scientists continue to defend the hypothesis that the universal ancestor existed but was complex rather than simple. In 2004, Rivera and Lake proposed yet another model. On the assumption that cells with nuclei originated when cells without nuclei fused together, Rivera and Lake inferred that, at the deepest levels, the tree of life is actually a ring of life.